Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Brian Fernandez and Tan Chung Han. And Han, you're going to be speaking to Ahmad Ramzani Ramli, senior analyst at Kananga Investment Bank.
All right. Good morning, Ahmad Ramzani. So earlier this week, Bank Negara released its monthly update on financial developments in the month of June. So let's start with loans growth here, up 5.7% on year. What were the key factors for that trend?
Well, basically, it was driven by household loans, 6.4%, although business was a bit slower at 5.0%. The faster loan growth can also be attributed to higher disbursement at 4.1% versus the slower loan repayment at 3.2%.
Now, going to loans for residential property and also for auto vehicles or higher purchase loans, those posted on-year gains in June as well. What does that tell us about the state of consumer spending here in Malaysia?
Well, since consumer spending has been is very resilient, something to do with stable inflation, although there was a slight uptick in third quarter, and also unemployment is low, economic fundamentals better, and things business conditions are improving. Although the mortgages are resilient, we don't see that in the house. I mean, the higher purchase. It's been quite a downward trend. Except maybe for June, where it seems to be, it was an uptick there because of the festive season. Lending for the personal use and credit card also seems to be resilient. So basically, that's it.
But how do you square off those data points with the high level of household debt here in Malaysia? I believe it's been flirting with the 90% level for quite some time now, right? So on one hand, you've got loans growth for residential property and also auto vehicles, yet it's Malaysian households appear to be over leveraged. Where do you see being the breaking point here, or how are these two tensions that play out?
Again, how do
So how do you square off the high levels of household debt versus loans growth that we're seeing for residential property and auto vehicles? Is there more room for loans growth?
I'm not so sure whether there's room for loans growth, but I think it's basically because of, low unemployment. Unemployment is low, wages are there, business conditions are improving. I mean, there is income coming for the wage earners. So that's why it's able to support the loan growth. You can see also in the first few months of this year, applications are quite high, except approvals are not that high, which is because the banks are looking at, how the economy are doing and see how resilient wages before, and if the approval rate is better, then you can see quite a low growth for the second half.
Got it. Now, moving over to the business segment then, is it showing the same kind of resilience as domestic consumers?
Well, surprisingly, it's not. It is slower pace a bit than the household, especially in the second quarter. Although you can see also applications have been quite on a downtrend. But on a good note, approvals for June 2017 seem to be going upwards. So we might see more uptick on the business loans in the second half.
All right, real quick, yeah, I think you touched on this earlier. So in June, we had loans growth, we had more approvals on year, yet loan applications, that fell 15.3% on year, so compared to the same month last year. How does that all that factor into your near-term outlook, at least in terms of loans growth?
I think the sharp fall in loan applications because it was in June and probably because of the festive season. But going forward, our loans growth will be still see between 5.5 to 6%, supported by the resilient household. And of course, inflation seems to be looking stabilizing and expected to be contained in the second half. And also, we also believe that the slump in business loan applications is a temporary blip. Is likely to reverse and pick up pace in the later half of 2017, or fourth quarter 2017, as they come back to for 2018. And looking at the ease of approval for both businesses and households, we expect conditions to be favorable going forward as asset quality looks to be improving.
Now, also, Ben Negara has said that, and I quote, asset quality of the banking system remained sound. What would be some of the key risks to that assessment?
Slow down in the economy, fall in commodity prices, like oil and gas.
But does the Malaysian financial sector, do we have a large exposure to, say, the oil and gas turmoils, or has that already been weathered?
I think we're looking from the banks. They have, exposure is very minimal. Most of the banks have about less than 3%, so it's very minimal. Don't see any significant impact on that.
Very minimum. Got it. Okay, last question here. So what's your call on banking stocks?
We are still market perform on most of the stocks, except for Affin and RHB Bank, where we maintain outperform. Because looking at the current share price, we see attractive proposition with a potential return of more than 10%.
All right, got it. So I'm looking at RHB Bank right now. It is up 0.4% as we speak right now, up to 5.02 ringgit per share. Looking elsewhere, I believe we've got Maybank, which my board doesn't want to. Maybank right now down 0.1%, down to 9.64 ringgit. We'll take a closer look at other banking stocks in just a bit. Hey, thank you so much for speaking to us. That was Ahmad Ramzani Ramli, Senior Analyst with Kenanga Investment Bank.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
Hi there. I heard paints are 30% off.
Yep, and stains too.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Only at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store.
Right now?
Well, June 21st through July 8th.
Bring it in. I'm a big hugger.
It's cool. Ask Sherwin-Williams June 21st through July 8th and save 30% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $26.94. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.